In this bulletin, a not guilty plea over the deadly New Zealand Moss shooting, Australians farewell a popular former leader, and in football, the Matildas coach talks up his women's team's World Cup win. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The Australian man accused of shooting dead 51 worshippers at two New Zealand mosques has stunned an Auckland courtroom by declaring himself not guilty of the massacre. Appearing via video link, Brenton Tarrant pleaded not guilty to more than 90 murder and terror charges and will stand trial next year over the March 15 attacks in Christchurch. The 28-year-old faces 51 counts of murder and 40 of attempted murder, as well as terrorism offences. Tarrant smiled as his lawyer entered the pleas to all 92 charges on his behalf. Didar Hossain attended the hearing and says he's upset by the accused plea.
Oh, make me really upset for everyone, not myself. Whole room, who is victim? Everyone. It's really upset when you see this face, smiling face. And the judge said, his lawyer said he's not guilty. That makes me the upset, more upset.
Family members, former prime ministers and politicians from across the divide have been among the hundreds of people paying tribute to Labor icon Bob Hawke. They've gathered both inside and outside the Sydney Opera House for a state memorial service honouring the ALP's longest-serving Prime Minister, who died last month at the age of 89. The Opera House was where Mr Hawke launched his successful 1983 election campaign with the slogan, "Bringing Australia Together." Speakers at the service described Mr Hawke's ability to unite the country. Indigenous MP Linda Burney told the audience he stood tall in seeking Aboriginal reconciliation.
Bob offered a vision for an inclusive, forward-thinking Australia. For first Australians, Bob Hawke was able to tap into Australia's sense of fairness to find the rightful place for First Peoples. He transformed the conversation to land rights and self-determination.
The Victorian government plans to introduce reforms to empower abuse victims to apply to have their unfair compensation claims overturned. The changes will allow courts to reconsider previous settlements and decide if the amounts were adequate for child abuse victims and other survivors. Victoria's Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, says she hopes the legislation will be introduced to state parliament before the end of the year.
I think that we've really moved from an era where people denied sexual abuse and child abuse of children in institutions to a broad community acceptance. We can't continue to traumatise these victims by denying its existence or re-traumatising them by letting people exploit them again with bad legal settlements. So I hope that that will attract the support of all members of parliament, but time will tell.
The outgoing press secretary for the United States president has paid tribute to Donald Trump as she steps down to spend more time with her children. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has worked with Mr. Trump since his early days, but has decided to return to her home state of Arkansas. She is the latest senior advisor to leave the Trump administration, but says the role has been rewarding.
This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever. It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has vowed to press ahead with the expulsion of union leader John Setka from the ALP, despite claims his domestic violence comments had been taken out of context. It follows a call by the ACTU Secretary Sally McManus for the construction union boss to stand down from his position. But Mr. Setka has reaffirmed his intention to stay put, denying making derogatory remarks about abuse campaigner Rosie Batty in a meeting with fellow union executives. Mr. Albanese has told Channel 9 he still intends to put a resolution to the ALP National Executive on July the 5th, calling for Mr. Setker's removal from the party.
He has made a series of comments over a long period of time that have brought the Labor Party and the Labor movement into disrepute.
But he's defiant, and so now he's staying on.
Well, he's an elected secretary of the union, but what he needs to do is to listen to Sally McManus's comments as the secretary of the ACTU, who has pointed out that the movement is bigger than any individual.
To football, the Matildas coach has praised his women's team for its win over Brazil, calling it one of Australia's finest performances. Ante Milicic has been celebrating the Women's World Cup win and hopes to build on this victory for the next matchup. Australia's final match of the group stage will be on Wednesday against Jamaica. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower and 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 16. Hobart, cloudy and 13. Canberra, morning frost, then sunny, 15 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Sydney, much the same and 20. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 20 degrees. Brisbane, a late shower and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.